The Redbirds win 77-70 over Indiana State, led almost the entire game, led by as many as 12 toward the end, but the Sycamores shaved it to 2 on a couple of occasions down the stretch. The Birds found a way to hold off Indiana State and advance to the semifinal round of this tournament tomorrow against Southern Illinois. We're now joined by Brian Reese of the Redbird coaching staff, the guy who had the scouting assignment on Indiana State. And Brian, it was a stressful victory. It was not easy.
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, a few unforced turnovers and got him back in the game, but we kept our composure down the stretch and came away with the victory, which we were very happy with.
Great defense. They shot 34% from the field, 24% from three. They're a good three-point shooting team.
Yeah, but we did. I think Keyshawn and the guards and everyone did a great job containing Barnes as much as they could, and did a great job on Scott, and did the things that we needed to do and we worked on, and just brought it into the game.
Oops. Brenton Scott, 0-14. 0-12 behind the arc. What was the scouting report on guarding him? Obviously, you didn't count on that, but what were the keys to guarding Brenton
Just
Scott?
Just really be high in the gaps on them every time they receive the ball. It's similar to what they do to us with Malik, and then let him take tough shots. If they make tough shots, they win tough shots. Hey, we was going to just live and die by that, but they just couldn't get clean shots and no contesting going on.
A lot of fouls in this game. They were calling it fairly close. How did you guys do, would you say, adapting to the way they were calling this game as the game went along?
I don't think we got a chance to really adapt to that. We kept fouling and kept getting them to the line. And I think, you know, Coach Muller kept telling them, you know, stop fouling. And, you know, that's what keeping them in the game, because we were playing really good defense. But we got fouled and got some calls down there at the end and made free throws. Malik was great today for us with the limited minutes that he had.
Now, working at practice, I see you working a lot with Malik Yarborough. What kinds of things has he improved on in your eyes as the year goes on?
A lot of things. Just his mental state for the game, and then also he's embracing being in the post a little bit more. I think early on we was just having him on the perimeter and trying to be a playmaker and things like that. We got coaches doing a great job giving him more touches where he can be effective now, you know, which is helping us tremendously.
And also his personality. He likes being the man.
Oh, for sure.
He wants the ball.
Yes.
And you like that.
Yes, for sure. No, he got a big heart. You know, he's a great teammate. He wants to win. And it starts with him, and then, like, Keyshawn and Phil and the other guys will follow and trust him when he's like that.
Very contagious.
Yes, big time.
And his ability in the second half to stay out of serious foul trouble after he picked up those two early ones was so important. It takes discipline to do that, especially in a game, as we said, that's called a little closer than normally.
Got a little nervous when he caught that one with 18 minutes left, diving, reaching. loved his effort and his energy, and you know, you haven't seen that as much, but I mean, when he was doing that, you know, you don't want to tell him not to, but then he definitely did discipline himself and did a great job down the stretch, like, you know, with no fouls, just had 3 fouls, ending up 3 fouls in the game.
This game, it was, as I said, sort of energy draining. I think for fans, for us describing the game, for fans watching it, obviously more so for the players. Now you got to turn around in a hurry here, Brian, and play again here in less than 24 hours.
Coach Muller's been preparing his team since the beginning of the season for this tournament and those other tournaments. And excuse me. In December helped us in preparing us, and we've been in games, our bench been in games, and I think it's prepared us to be okay and be in the games and having a chance to win a lot of times.
Now, Coach Reese, I want you to be honest with me. You've played the game at the highest level in the NCAA championship game. Is it more nerve-wracking to sit over there on the bench, or is it more nerve-wracking to play?
On the bench for me, because I'm a player. I like to be on that floor. I want to have something to do with it. I want to get that rebound. I want to set that screen.
Yep. So I would have guessed that by watching you on the bench. Yeah,
I think most people say that. I mean, when you're out there playing, you're into the game. You're expending physical effort, and you can actually impact the game. Whereas, of course,
I get lost in the game. Helps a lot. Right on the bench, I'm trying to get lost in it, but then I feel like I have to say something to him, and what time is it? You know, so it's a lot to.
You may forget it's the national championship game. It's the game. Trying to win
tonight.
It.
This was the national champion in our eyes.
Exactly.
Well, Brian, nice work. I know you've got more work to do to get ready
for
Southern Illinois tomorrow. Congrats. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
I appreciate that, Dick. Thanks.
Brian Reese of the Redbird coaching staff. His team got it done, 77-70 over Indiana State Sycamores. William Tinsley will join us next. We will be talking with Coach Muller, but as we've said, that'll be a little later than usual because his obligation is to go to the interview room first. So we're back with player guest William Tinsley in just a moment. The Birds 77-70 over Indiana State. Back in a moment. This is the Redbird Sports Network from Learfield. Redbirds up the record to 17-14 with a quarterfinal round Missouri Valley Conference Tournament victory over Indiana State here in St. Louis, 77-70. The final score, William Tinsley, the junior out of Colfax, Illinois, joins us here. William with 8 rebounds. And William, rebounding was a key in this game. Indiana State hurt you with a lot of offensive rebounds in Terre Haute, 8 defensive rebounds for you. They only had 10 total offensive rebounds. Was that something on your mind coming into this game?
Last time we played them at home, you know, they kicked our butts pretty bad. So we had that etch in our mind. We wanted to come out, prove a point that our defense was better than it was, you know, last time we played them. We proved a point today.
And the defense against them, now, there were a lot of fouls.
Yes, sir.
But held them to a 34% shooting number. You're defending some very good shooters.
Yes,
talk about the task of defending this team.
Our goal every night is to hold our opponents to 42%, and we achieved that today. And we wanted to make sure we have high hands on Bars and Scott's, the asterisks on our team, on their team, sorry, and just make sure they don't get any open looks and threes.
Good place to shoot down here or tough?
I love it. I love you.
Well, Brenton Scott was 0 for 14.
Yeah.
He's a great shooter, so I wanted to talk to you about the background and the buckets, and what did you think?
Well, yeah, you have to get used to it because it's a big arena. You know, I think that's what got him because I don't think he shot. Well, he's been here all 4 years. He just had an off night tonight.
Yeah, unbelievably off.
Well, and your defense may have had something to do with that,
big
obviously.
Big time.
You had some open looks toward the end of the game.
Sir.
They weren't going down, but, boy, they looked good when you let them go.
Oh, yeah. I shoot or shoot, you know. I'm going to have a better day tomorrow. I can have the right mindset. You know, all those shots, I mean, the shot's really good, you know, so they're going to fall tomorrow.
Yeah.
What about the drive to the basket in the first half? William Tinsley's not shown me that before.
No, yeah, it's a lot of skill work we've been working on and practice and everything. Because the personnel on me is I'm just straight shooting. You know,
right.
I can drive the ball. I don't want to be just one-dimensional player. So
I'd like to see you drive a little more often if it finishes like that. That was
– Yes, sir.
I believe 75% of your shots – this year, William, have been 73% to be precise, have been from three. Do you want to, as you develop your game a little more heading into the rest of this season and next season, develop that part of your game more?
And they're going to close out on me hard, and then I can just drive past. I'm fast enough. I'm athletic enough, you know, so I'm just going to keep working, keep with the process.
Well, not next season. Let's start doing it tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Yep.
I want to see that game expand tomorrow. Now you're on the big stage.
Yes,
you need
sir.
To start.
Oh, it was fun today. It was fun.
I could tell by your body language you were juiced up.
Yes, sir.
So 18 hours from now, you guys will be playing against Southern Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of time to get ready. Will it be pretty easy for you to get a good night's sleep after the energy that you've expended
always,
in this game?
Yeah, always. After a win, it's wonderful. You know, we're going to think about it. We're going to do all on it. And tomorrow we're going to have the right mindset to come in and beat our opponent.
I think our guys could come out here right now and play. I think their adrenaline's going.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, I think so too.
Well, let's get the Salukis out here
sir.
Then and get it going. Huh?
Wish we could.
They're sound asleep.
Yeah, they are by now, I'm sure. Well, William, a great victory.
Thank you.
The next task isn't far away.
Yes, sir.
Have a good one tomorrow.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Get a good night's sleep.
Yes, sir.
Oh, he will. That's one of the best parts of his game.
Yeah, what's your best part of your game? I'm a great sleeper.
That is important. 77-70, the Birds victorious over Indiana State. 17-14 is now the record as they take on the Salukis of Southern Illinois tomorrow. We, by the way, that's a 5 o'clock start. A little after 5 o'clock is when that game will get going here at Scott Trade Center. We'll be on the air at 4:30 with our pregame coverage. Back with more in just a moment. This is Illinois State Redbird Basketball from Learfield. Redbirds win 77-70 over Indiana State and advance to the semifinals of the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament. They'll play Southern Illinois tomorrow at 5 o'clock. We're on the air at 4:30. We are now joined by Dan Muller. Dan, a gutty victory for your guys.
Really gutty. I mean, really gutty to go through some adversity with Malik, and then our guards in foul trouble all night long. Get that big lead. They came back. We made some mistakes, but they made some tough plays during that stretch. Just a tough, physical game with a bunch of guys making plays. And obviously, when Malik was in, he was pretty special.
Defending their shooters. Jeez. They shot 34%.
Obviously, Scott had probably his worst game of his career. Oh. I mean, you feel bad for the kid in a lot of ways to finish his career like that. He's had a stellar career. But Jordan Barnes, he makes some shots, doesn't he?
Whoa.
I mean, I thought we guarded the heck out of him, and he gets 25. Davis made a couple tough threes during that run. But they take tough shots. And honestly, their percentages overall are not good over the course of the season because of that, and yet they can make some.
A couple big threes. Gassman, a three from the corner. Bruninga, a big three. You got contributions from a lot of people.
We did, and yet I felt like, I mean, Boogie obviously missed a whole bunch of open ones. I mean, we can play and shoot it so much better tomorrow, which is the exciting part. Love, we only had three turnovers in the second half. I really thought we fought on the boards, really fought on the boards. Our shooting, our offensive numbers are really good. I mean, the only thing that killed us was fouling. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. We fouled too much. We didn't force any turnovers. But we allowed a whole lot of contributions, and we needed them because Matt and Madison were in foul trouble all night long, along with Malik.
And Keyshawn, I thought, did he roll his ankle here?
He landed on him. I didn't see it. I'm assuming he landed on him, but it's like I just said in there, Keyshawn just likes the attention. He's dramatic, you know. He wants everybody to think he's hurt all the time. And he is hurt a lot, but he'll be all right, trust me.
That's good to hear. With regard to the fouls, adapting to the way they call this game, how would you grade your guys in that area?
We didn't adapt very well. I got to watch the film. You know, a lot of those, I can't tell if they're fouls or not. Some didn't look like fouls. I argued some of those, but sometimes it looked like it might have been, might not have been. I mean, when Scott misses that jumper and Matt contests it, that didn't look like a foul, but maybe hit him on the arm. So how did we respond to that? Not very well, obviously. We had a whole bunch of guys fouling too much or in foul trouble. Whether they fouled or not, I'm not sure. But it was just a choppy game because of it.
Yeah.
And the game before ours goes 1 hour and 50 minutes. That one goes 2 hours and 15.
Mike referred to the basket by Gassman, which was a key. And that was, it seemed to me, maybe a key period of the game because you had both Keyshawn and Malik on the bench with two fouls, and you finished the half without them, and yet you turned a deficit into a halftime lead.
Yeah, and then the big basket, Mike's layup there at the end of the half also. Taylor's big three you mentioned. Yeah, I mean, we trust our guys. We know that, you know. Now, is it harder to call plays when Malik and Keyshawn are out? Sure it is. But that doesn't mean we don't believe there's guys on the court that can make plays, make shots, just have to score in a different way. And everybody's got to play to their strengths.
I thought something that was interesting tonight that I saw, I don't know how many people saw it, Malik got this third foul and he kind of dropped his head a little bit and headed over towards the bench.
Yeah.
And you said something to him.
Yeah, you know, Malik is an elite player when he keeps his body language right. And trust me, I would be frustrated too if I were him at that point. When he was in, he was unstoppable.
What, did you say something very simple to him?
Like, it's what I almost always say. I just talk about his body language and keep his head up and, you know, stay focused into the game. And he did. He immediately changed, to his credit.
Right.
You know, obviously 2 months ago he couldn't do that. A month ago he chose when and when not to. But for the last probably 5 or 6 games at least, maybe more, he's really grown with his mindset in game. And it's allowed him to play well when he hadn't started out well.
Talk a little bit how you managed him in the first half after he got that quick second foul.
Well, I almost always put players in when they have two fouls. Now, Malik's not – he's almost never in foul trouble. It's not like he's – you know, we had Mikhail or Reggie Lynch. Those guys were getting foul trouble all the time. I couldn't put them back in. But Malik rarely is in foul trouble. So I trust him. I almost always play those guys for two reasons. Number one, to keep a rhythm. And number two – I never want to finish the game, and I did tonight. He finishes 3 fouls. I should have played him more in the first half. Seriously.
We did say that.
You know?
When you were managing him in the first half, we did say that, yeah, you've said that many, many times.
Now, you can't – now, you get the third foul, and you feel like, oh, my gosh, what are we going to do? But it's you got to take calculated risks, and, again, he's a guy who doesn't foul too often. Now, we went zone some, too, during that stretch.
Second half.
No, even the first when I put him back in to try to keep him from getting his third foul. But we want him on the court as much as we can.
Zone was pretty effective.
The zone was great. Now, they got a rhythm. When they came back, we were actually in the zone. And when they went from 12 to probably maybe 5, and then we went man. But both are, you know, when you hold a team to 33%, both your defenses are really good. And, again, we just fouled too much.
Well, you got 18 hours, Dan, yeah. to get ready for another game.
We'll be ready. No big deal, seriously. We'll be ready. I can promise you that. The only thing we need is a whole bunch of red driving down from Bloomington Normal.
Yeah.
All right?
I want to know what
it's an easy drive.
I want to know what you're going to be doing on March 2nd, 2038. Because every 20 years you're going to come down here.
Maybe I'll be winning championship here. But seriously, and I'm sure not that I'm going to convince anybody if they don't have plans, it's got a chance to be a special weekend, yeah. you know. And I love the curtain, but let's fill this thing. And with the teams in it, we could, but we need the most. Bradley is red also. We need a whole bunch of red in here.
Yeah, the curtain Dan refers to is the upper level. It's blocking that off, so it looks a little more full than it otherwise would. And it was an energetic Redbird crowd, but we could use a little more energy tomorrow.
We could lose a lot more. Fans here are awesome. We could use a lot more.
Yes.
Come on, bring it.
All right.
See you guys.
See you, Dan.
Thanks, Coach.
Dan Muller's Birds advance to the semis, a 77-70 victory over Indiana State's Sycamores.
You think if he was a little more competitive, we'd be better?
He could just juice it up a little more.
I mean, he is just unbelievable. He is so competitive.
Well, we'll see what the Birds can do tomorrow. The Salukis of Southern Illinois will be the opponent. Those two teams split just like Indiana State and Illinois State. Redbirds won their home game with Southern but lost at Carbondale, and that was the game where they gave up what looked like a pretty good second-half lead. I forget the magnitude of it, but the Redbirds really lost the momentum that they had in that game and wound up suffering a very tough loss in Carbondale. They'll look to win over the Salukis tomorrow here at Scott Trade Center. Again, the final 77-70. My thanks to my partner, Mike Matthews, and our in-studio producer, Blake Haas. Dick Ludke here at Scott Trade Center in St. Louis saying so long for now. This has been Illinois State Redbird Basketball from Learfield.